They also authorized a number of rotating transactional financial advisors, as you can see the names here. This was done through a competitive RFP process. They do provide financial advisory services in relation to Move Illinois, other capital financing activities, and PFM also assists with some of our activities related to our annual financial report. That initial term that was approved will be expiring for all of these firms within the next couple of months. We would like to continue this relationship for a period of 6 months, so we'll be asking for renewal for 6 months, so that we can have an opportunity to do a new procurement, look at whether or not we want to continue with the same type of financial advisory program that we have. All four of these firms, it's important to note, are registered as municipal advisors with the SEC, a new requirement under the Dodd-Frank Act. That authorization will increase the upper limit for financial advisory services from $1.425,000 to $1.7 million. We have had a diverse pool. Approximately 26% of the compensation so far has gone to MBE or WBE firms. We also need underwriters to issue our debt, and we do have a pool of underwriters, a pool that's also expiring. This pool was, again, about the same time, was procured through, established through an RFP process. As you can see, a list of senior underwriters, those are the lead firms on the transaction, as well as a co-manager pool that provides support and capital for the underwriting for each of the bond issues. There's about 14 in the senior managing pool, 16 in the co-managing pool. Our recommendation with respect to this pool is that we would extend for a period of a year, and again with an opportunity to assess a possibility of rebidding that pool going forward. The underwriters are paid an amount of about $2.50 per $1,000 that's underwritten, and it also authorizes them, the senior pool, to do remarketing of our variable rate bonds where the rates are reset each week. Finally, we would seek your approval to assign a new underwriting group for an upcoming transaction. Actually, the first action here is to add J.P. Morgan to our existing group that we have authorized for the next transaction to replace a firm that has been involved in a merger and can no longer act in that capacity. J.P. Morgan would act as a co-senior manager in a group that's actually led by Ramirez and Company, the senior manager. And then we would also ask that we be able to make an assignment to RBC and Seabird Branford Schenck for the issue that follows the next one. They would be the senior managing underwriters, Wells Fargo and William Blair as co-senior managing underwriters, and Duncan Williams, George K. Vaughn, Mesereau, Janney Montgomery, KeyBank, and Robert Barrett as the co-managers. To give you a little bit of background, the RFP process itself established, and the award of the pool established a fairly regimented process in terms of how these assignments are made. Essentially, it's as much as possible a rotational basis, and there's every effort made to give each firm an equal number of assignments and an equal amount of compensation within the pool that they have been established in. Again, we have between 20 and 25% participation, I don't know the precise number right now, for MBE and WBE firms in our pool at this point. So those are the actions, or those are the kind of the background for our ongoing capital financing program. Any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Kelch? Okay, you're going to also, I think, talk about...
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, Paul Kovacs, our chief engineer, is here with a presentation with the culmination of our proposed release of retainage policy changes. We've taken your concerns and comments into consideration and believe that the policy we're going to present to you is going to allow for faster and more complete release of retainage to help contractors and subcontractors. Paul.
Thank you, Executive Director. Good morning, Directors. Last month at the Finance Administration and Operations Committee meeting, we talked about our current retainage policy. During the month since then, we've been evaluating and developing some recommendations on how we can improve the policy with some help from Tollway Legal. We're going to be presenting some recommendations today, and I'm going to give you a brief overview of what they are. The Tollway's trust indenture requires retainage on all of our construction contracts, and basically that's us withholding some of the contractor's earnings to ensure that they're going to comply fully with all of our contract requirements and close these jobs out timely. Also part of our current policy is that we require the board to approve all partial and final releases of retainage. The gray shown up here is our current policy related to retainage occurs in really three phases. And what I'm going to scroll through quickly here is how we're going to be modifying it. The first phase is basically when a job is 50% done, the contractor can request that we stop withholding retainage. So we will withhold 10% of their earnings on the first part of the job, and then once they get halfway through, they can ask us to stop withholding any further retainage. That is a process which, and the chief engineer has authority to approve this. Basically, all we're doing here is we're going to convert it into an electronic process. We have a web-based project management system for managing all of our construction jobs. It's called eBuilder. So we're going to put this into eBuilder, and what that basically is going to help us do is it takes a lot of time to move this paper around throughout, you know, the different people that have to handle it and evaluate it and review it. So that's going to speed up that portion. The next two parts are the partial release and the final release. That comes later on when the job is almost completely done. And during those two phases, what we're asking to do is instead of waiting for an official board to meet and approve the partial and final release of retainage, which at that point is primarily an administrative act, we're asking the board to delegate that authority to our executive director, and that has the potential to save us up to 30 days because the board meets on a regular monthly basis, and sometimes our jobs are ready earlier in the month, and we hold them back until we go to the board at the end of the month. These changes are all permitted by the trust indenture. As I mentioned, I think this conversion to an electronic process is going to greatly improve our efficiency in moving this paper around, be much more transparent, and give us a sound record-keeping system. Delegating the authority to the executive director to approve the partial and final releases of retainage is going to give us the ability to save up to 30 days in the process and speed the return of these monies back to the prime contractors and their subcontractors in turn. And then we're also going to implement a policy by which we can still provide the Tollway Board of Directors with all the information that we would normally give you when we present the final releases and partial releases of retainage to you, so that you continue to get updated on the progress of these jobs and you could see how they're closing out. In short, these recommendations that we're making are just sound good business practices. They're going to maintain our position as a preferred client with the contracting community. We heard from Mike Serino, the executive director of Road Builders. They're very excited. One of the, you know, most recent things they've heard from us that, you know, they really feel and appreciate the support on. And so you'll be hearing about that later in the board meeting for your action. Thank you. If there are any questions on that.
Any questions for Mr. Kovacs? Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And our final presentation this morning is to discuss the new business rules to help introduce and guide the implementation of tolling on Illinois 390 as part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project. We all know it is a big project, $3.4 billion, and it's going to dramatically change the face of the northwest suburbs and greater Chicagoland. And we need to get our business rules in order for Illinois 390, and Shauna Whitehead is going to present for the board's review and approval. and State Joint Commission on Administrative Rules, the Business Rules for Tolling on Illinois 390. Shauna.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here today. We are here to discuss the business rules for Elgin O'Hare. It's a new roadway that will act in a new way when it comes to tolling. The first few slides that we have here is a quick recap, a reminder of how this will work. You will see on the first two slides, and I know you all have this at your computers too, if you want to take a closer look. I know it's a little small up here. You will see the tolling points and how close they are together on the map, which is a little bit different than the rest of our system. You'll see the lower toll rates, which of course goes hand in hand with the fact that the gantries are, the tolling points are closer along that segment. You will see that we expect the first segment to be completed by summer 2016 and the second by the end of 2017. So we've got three tolling points coming the summer of 2016 and three more coming at the end of 2017. A quick reminder that this is an all-electronic roadway. This is our first all-electronic tollway. The goal was to enable more equitable tolling by creating more tolling points so that various trips that people might take on the roadway could be accommodated. And again, this is the north-south corridor, just so we get to the last point, will be developed with a future design. But this is, I showed you the other part of the corridor that will be done by the end of 2017. So the real meat of the discussion today, and you will hear more about this in the action items coming up, are the business terms for the people who travel the Elgin O'Hare. So if they have to go through multiple gantries in shorter trips, but they're paying less at each gantry, what happens if they forget a transponder, don't have an iPass account? How does that work for them? Well, the first point is iPass customers in passenger vehicles will continue to get a 50% discount. And iPass customers in trucks will get a 33% discount. The customers who do not have iPass accounts or transponders will have a couple of options. Our 7 days to pay will still be available. When we first open these segments, there will be 30 days to pay. This is similar to what we did on 294-57, as some might recall. This allows people traveling that for the first time to maybe get used to the new situation. And to hopefully open an iPass account if they plan to travel it on a regular basis. The second point there, though, another option that we're trying to open up for our customers, and we expect this in the summer of 2016, is the capacity to search with your license plate debts you might owe to the tollway online. So this is something that if you, like me, have ever gotten maybe a red light ticket or a or a parking ticket in the city of Chicago, not recently, my much younger days, right? You can go online in the city of Chicago and you can put your license plate in and it will pull up the debt that you might owe. So even if you didn't get the sticker on your windshield or you've lost it, you can find what you owe and you can pay it and prevent it from escalating into, say, getting a boot on your car. That is the same vision that we have for our customers. It would be a new payment channel. And actually, one of the first times in the electronic tolling world that something like this would be available. So a really exciting opportunity for our customers traveling that segment and really our whole system if they don't have an iPass or an account and they're worried they missed a few places, but they're not sure where. The final point here is the point that we will have to take action on. Which is to go to JCAR, the Joint Commission for Administrative Regulations. And the idea is that if you still don't pay, if you don't have an iPass transponder or account or an EasyPass, you forget the 7 days, you haven't done the debt search or it's too late, it's gone to a violation notice, we want to offer lower fines on this segment of roadway, on the Elgin O'Hare. Because these tolling plazas come so quickly, you might end up with, say, if you go out and back just the summer of 2016 when those first three open, that's six missed tolls. So we are suggesting that we look to $10 per violation instead of the regular $20 per violation, and then $25 for escalation if the people still don't pay instead of our existing $50. And again, and the final point there is that these violation notices with these fines and these this different fine structure would come out on separate notices. So if somebody violated tolls all over our system, including the Elgin O'Hare, they would get two separate notices so that they're not totally confused by the way that those fines are structured. I will say this, and it gets to my next point. Electronic tolling is a journey. Open road electronic tolling is only about 10 years old. Throughout the industry, people are trying different things and kind of finagling around with what works best for customers and what walks the line between customer service and enforcement, because that's always what you're trying to balance in the electronic tolling world. So this will be a new approach, and because this segment of roadway is going to be set off separately from the others with respect to violations, it will introduce the option for us to pilot other possibilities there so that we can learn what customer behavior might be as we try other things and try them just on maybe that segment before we introduce it more broadly. So some things might be incentive for transponder usage. It is much less expensive for the Illinois Tollway to collect a toll using a transponder than it is for us to send a violation and then deal with it all on the back end. We don't like to send violations. I know there are people out there who think that we love it, but we do not. It is the last resort. We try everything not to send one. And if we can get people to use transponders more reliably, it would be a huge benefit to really the whole driving population. It's also safer. So if we could think of trying out some incentives for transponder usage on that segment, we might be able to come up with some new innovations. Even things like signage. We could test new signage and see if it changes the way people go and use the 7 days to pay or the future debt search capability or whatever that might be, the license plate search capability. And then finally, this point, just like 294-57, we will be doing a lot of outreach before we open the Elgin O'Hare tolling points in the summer. We want people to understand they will be all electronic. We want to give them every opportunity possible to avoid a violation and to pay a toll proactively. So this will involve all sorts of communications in various media, print and electronic. It'll include roadway signage. When we did 294-57, we did open some temporary locations to sell iPass. So we will be considering that as well for this segment. I don't know if there are any questions, but yes.
Yes, absolutely.
When are you going to go? When is the license plate system going to be implemented for people that are trying to pay toll? When will that actually start?
We're saying summer of 2016. We're already testing it. We need to make sure, because it's pretty cutting edge and it's a little complex, because license plate numbers do repeat even within Illinois across plate types and some of our neighboring states as well. So we're trying to make sure that we get that calibrated appropriately on the back end before we introduce it, but we're optimistic about summer 2016.
And I commend you for that. That's been the biggest complaint I've heard is people want to pay it, it's just hard to figure out how to pay it. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I do this for the band.
Yes, Mr.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate innovation. Just a quick question. So I just wanted, just for clarification, coin basket's gone. If you miss, you need to go online, and it's just a matter of putting in some type of credit card, your number to pay. Is there an option to mail in?
Yes.
You can also mail.
There are options to mail in, and we do that today. On a number of our, in fact, I'd say every day we receive mailed in grace period toll payments, these 7 days to pay.
Yeah. And then the last question is, with regard to the potential pilots, and maybe this is maybe too far out, but I know we had talked before about using the machines at some point for a debit card or credit card users to pay.
We have talked about that. That was a little bit separate of a conversation from the Elgin O'Hare. So the Elgin O'Hare is all electronic. There is no space for that sort of thing. Right, but you have a good memory. We did talk about that with respect to the aging coin baskets at our ramp,
okay,
which really aren't manufactured anymore, and we're starting to struggle with spare parts.
Okay.
So we will need to replace those, and obviously we'd like to be a little more modern when we do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
I'd just like to say congratulations on the explanation. I've never wanted to almost pay a fine for somebody explaining something so nicely.
You're very kind to say that. Thank you. I feel like sometimes I have to deliver news about fines and violations, and it's just not quite as popular as some of the other news that you get to deliver.
All righty. Well, thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Mr. Bradlock, anything else?
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. All right. Let's proceed to items for consideration. The items that we're going to address now have all been vetted in our committees. However, if you have any questions, don't be shy. We're spending a fair amount of money on some of these. These are important things, so feel free to speak up. We will now proceed to agenda item number one under finance, which is the approval of funding for a workers' compensation insurance claim reserve fund in the amount of $8,775,000 for the 2015-16 program year. And that includes a reduction of $2,799,655 for open claims for prior program years. May we have a motion on that?
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very well. The approval of funding for the Workers' Compensation Insurance Reserve Fund, as stated, in the amount of $8,775,000 for 2015-16 is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number two, which is the renewal of our pool of four financial advisory firms. This is for 6 months, and this is, you saw the presentation on this. May we have a motion for that approval?
So moved. Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any questions or comments, concerns? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
The renewal of our four financial advisory firms for the additional 6 months is approved. We will now proceed to the resolution authorizing the issuance of up to $800 million of revenue bonds to finance a portion of costs related to the Rural Illinois program. Once again, that was the subject of one of our presentations this morning. May we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions or concerns or discussion regarding this motion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Very well. Approval is granted for the issuance of up to $800 million of revenue bonds to finance a portion of the Move Illinois program. We'll now proceed to the renewal of our underwriter pools for a period of 1 year and assignment of underwriting groups to these two bond issues. Once again, this was one of our presentations. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions or concerns regarding this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. Our underwriter's pool is renewed as presented for a period of 1 year, and the approval of the underwriting groups for the next two bond issues is also awarded. We will now proceed to our business systems portion of our agenda, and we will go to agenda item number one, which is a proposal of an award of a contract to Road Ranger LLC for the purchase of Rockford Metro Retail Area iPass transponder placement services. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion or question on this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 14-0107R to Road Ranger LLC is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 2, which is renewal of a contract to the Ada S. McKinley Community Services for the purchase of transponder fulfillment services in an amount not to exceed $2,630,000. May we have a motion?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular proposal? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 11-0200 to ADS McKinley Community Services in an amount not to exceed $2,630,000 is approved. We will now proceed to the approval of our proposed Elgin O'Hare Western Access Business Rules. We also received a presentation on this. We have a motion to approve as presented.
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and second. Is there any questions, discussions, or concerns regarding this particular motion that is before you?
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, this is the motion that just sends the rules to JCAR. This does not formally adopt the rules. They have to be submitted to JCAR first, just for the board's knowledge.
But we have to approve before they go.
Correct.
So this is our chance to approve. So any other questions or discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
The Elgin O'Hare Western Access Business Rules are approved and will now be sent to JCAR. All right, we will now proceed to the procurement portion of our agenda. And our first item is the consideration of contract 15-0076 to Cargill Salt Division and Compass Minerals American for the purchase of bulk rock salt in an amount not to exceed $3,328,526. Can we have a motion, please?
So
moved. Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions?
So we don't need it all.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask
sure.
Is Rocco?
Yeah, Rocco is back there.
Have you procured a location? I know you were talking about community location for salt storage. How's that going along?
For the Elgin O'Hare?
Yeah.
We're still evaluating sites.
Okay. I know my staff, I think, was talking to you about a potential location.
Yes.
Okay, I was just one shot far you were.
Still looking at multiple sites. You don't want to talk too much about multiple sites. Yeah, there's a handful of sites that.
Do you think that'd be resolved by this winter or that's
no.
Longer term?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Understood. Okay, thank you. Thank
any
you
other sure. questions? Or
I don't know where you put yourself, Ron.
Shakers.
May we have a roll call, please?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 15-0076 to Cargill Salt Division and Compass Minerals America in an amount not to exceed $3,328,526 for salt is approved. We'll now proceed to consideration of a contract with Glory Global Solutions, Inc. for the purchase of high-speed coin counters and printers in an amount not to exceed $214,838.48. May we have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second? Been moved and seconded. Are there any questions or discussions regarding this matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 14-01455R to Glory Global Solutions, Inc. for the purchase of high-speed coin counters and printers in an amount not to exceed $214,838.48 is approved. We will now proceed to a proposed contract with MD Solutions, Inc. for the purchase of aluminum extrusions in an amount not to exceed $280,000. May we have a motion on that, please?
Motion approved.
Second. All right, it's been moved to second. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this particular matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract with MD Solutions, Inc. for the purchase of aluminum extrusions in an amount not to exceed $280,000 is approved. We will now proceed to rescind resolution number 20751, which was an award of a contract. It's contract 13-0057 for the purchase of landfill services. And I think as Mr. Donato indicated earlier, that we found that the bidder had not complied with our requirements, and as such, we are required to rescind this and rebid it. So, may we have a motion to rescind resolution number 20751?
So moved.
Is there a second? Any questions or discussion on this matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 13-0057, as memorialized by resolution number 20751, is rescinded. We will now proceed to engineering, and our first item is the modification to the release of our retainage policy. Do we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. This was... we've received a presentation on this morning, but if there are any questions or discussion, now is the time. Anybody? Hearing nothing, may we have a motion?
So
no, may we have a roll call, I promise.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Our retainage policy is changed as presented. All right, we'll now proceed to item number two, which is a proposed contract to Alpine Demolition Services, LLC, for building removal on the north-south bypass of the Elgin O'Hare Western Axis, Holloway and Powell and Acorn, in an amount not to exceed $910,850. May we have a motion on this?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
My understanding is this is a couple of buildings, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. All right, any other questions or concerns on this? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
The contract with Alpine Demolition Services in the amount not to exceed $910,850 is approved. We'll now proceed to proposed contract I-11-4020 for supplemental design services for interchange improvements on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway at milepost 73.5 in an amount of $137,813.90. With a motion on that.
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved to second. Is there any questions on this? Any discussion? Let's have a roll call, please.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract I-11-4020 for supplemental design services in an amount of $137,813.90 is approved with Elmer Strong. now proceed to an extra work order on contract I-14-4210 to Warren Construction in an amount of $449,673.75. Any motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any question or discussion on this particular matter? If not, may we have a roll call?
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Bates?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
All right. The extra work order on contract I-14-4210 with Lord Construction in an amount of $449,673.75. We will now proceed to agenda item number 5, which is a change order on contract I-13-4618 with Passion Nielsen and Associates for Elmhurst Road West Bridge and Interchange on the Adams Tollway in the amount of $397,390.03. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's moved and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing nothing, we have a roll call.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
All right. The change order on contract I-13-4618 with Passion in the amount of $397,390.03 is approved. Agenda item 6 through 12 are all releases of, or final releases of retainage. If you wish and are willing to move, we could consolidate those
motion.
7 items. Motion to consolidate?
Yes.
All righty. Moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion to consolidate? Mm-hmm. Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
Agenda items 6 through 12 are consolidated. So we will now move on the release of retainage on contract I-13-4167, RR-13-4130, contract I-13-4124, contract I-13-4133, contract I-14-4183, contract RR-10-5620, and contract RR-13-5618. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on those items? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very well. Final release is approved of retainage on agenda items 6 through 12 as moved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 13, which is a land acquisition item, and my understanding is that we will address this item first in closed session and may take final action on it after we come out. Is that correct?
Yes,
very well. We'll now proceed to legal. Our first item to be considered is an intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Department of Transportation and the City of Elgin. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's moved and seconded. And I would presume, Mr. Secretary, that you would like to recuse yourself on this one?
I will, thank you.
Very well. All righty. Is there any other questions or discussions regarding this? If not, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 yeas, 1 recusal, 0 nays.
An intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Department of Transportation in the City of Elgin is approved. We will now proceed to the consideration of an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Martin. May we have a motion on this?
Motion approved.
Second. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any questions or discussion on this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call on this matter?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. The intergovernmental agreement with the City of Markham is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 3, which is workers' compensation settlement or proposed workers' compensation settlement. It would probably be appropriate to discuss this in closed session first and then to take action after that in open session if we wish to move forward. So we will defer that. Our next item is a bond council assignment, and once again, I believe that there was a presentation on that, but may we have a motion on that?
Motion approved.
Is there a
second?
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any questions or discussion on this? All righty, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Bond council assignments as proposed are approved. We will now proceed to unfinished business. We have 3 items left on our agenda: unfinished business, new business, and executive session. What I would propose to do is ask for any unfinished business and any new business and then go into closed session. We would then come back out of closed session, and if there are any of those 3 items that we are going to discuss in closed session that we want to take final action on, we would take those, and I would once again then call for any more unfinished business or new business before we adjourn. So, at this point, is there any unfinished business that any of the directors would like to discuss? Well, hearing nothing, is there any new business that any of the directors would like to discuss? Hearing nothing, yes. We'll take a look at those later. All right. So at this point, I would ask for a motion to go into closed session pursuant to sections 2 paren C 5 and section 2 paren C 11 and section 2 paren C 21 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act to consider tollway matters related to the purchase of real property, potential or pending litigation, and the minutes of closed meetings. So may we please have a motion for that purpose?
Second.
All right, it's been moved to second. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call to go into closed session?
Director Banks?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Secretary Blankenhorn?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
9 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. We are in closed session. We will take a short break. Okay, we are back in open session. I would remind everybody that we are recording this and streaming it live, so you are being watched. We will now proceed back to agenda item number 2, which is the approval of minutes of the executive session of the meeting on August 27, 2015. May we have a motion on that, please?
Motion approved.
Second.
All right, so moved and seconded. Any discussion? Alterations? Very well. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. The minutes of the executive session of August 27, 2015 are approved. We will now proceed to consider the land acquisition items that we discussed. And I think, Rocco, did we say there's 23 of them?
23.
23 items as listed. And this is putting them on our land acquisition list. So may we have a motion on that, please?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Very well. Moved and seconded. Any questions, discussion regarding this? Very well. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
I already voted.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 yeas, 0 nays.
Yeah, down there if you vote. Why can't we? Very well. The approval to list those 13 items on our land acquisition list and to proceed accordingly is approved. We will now proceed regarding the proposed workers' compensation settlement with Mr. Jeff Girardin. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to settle with Mr. Jeff Girardin as discussed. Is there any comment or discussion on that? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Sweeney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 yeas, 0 nays.
All righty. The agreed to settlement with Mr. Jeff Girardin is approved, and you can proceed accordingly to sign the documents and get him paid. We will now proceed. We have two late commentators who have come in, and as a general rule, I would probably say we have a time and our agenda for this, and we welcome you to come speak to us anytime. We look forward to hearing what you have to say. We would encourage you to try and be here when it starts at the beginning. But we will make an exception today. And our first public commentator is Mr. Paul McKinley. He is with a group called Vote, and he would like to discuss contractors. Mr. McKinley, would you please speak from our podium up there?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Chairman. We appreciate y'all, and we thank you for allowing us to be able to come here and to air our grievances. In the bad old days, under the old administration, our people was locked out the process. But according to the new governor, change has come. And this is what we're looking for with this body, for change. We're thankful that you've given Mr. Brooks a position where that he could look into opening up the process for all the citizens for the state of Illinois. Because we were truly locked out. And I don't think it's no personal thing with anyone that's here from the previous administration. And I don't take it personal, and you shouldn't either, because business is business when you get through talking. Some people say black lives matter. Some people say all lives matter. Well, for a change, let's say that Illinois lives matter, the citizens of Illinois, when we talk about these businesses. We've got a lot of businesses leaving the state. Got a lot of businesses feel that they don't have an opportunity with the state. Let's open up that process. That's what I'm here for. I run an ex-offender organization, you know, because most of the crimes in my community are by black folks. So I don't know no white gangsters. There's no such thing as that. There's no such thing of them at all. In my black neighborhood, all the black gangsters is in my neighborhood. That's why I got the highest murder rate in the country, in my neighborhood. So ain't no white gangster down there. Those same people want jobs, contracts, and opportunities. And so, for the citizens of the state of Illinois, I represent them. I want to take my people off the block, put the Glock down, and give them a job, contract, and opportunity. Because you never know. A truck driver got shot the other day, minding his own business. You can't keep having this stuff going on like this. It would help us if the process was open. So I'm saying I'm thankful that the governor has appointed the new people that he has appointed. And I'm going to say this, it's no disrespect, because there's one thing I know, business is business. You got to clean house. You got to, some of these old rascals are from the previous administration, and they feel like nothing is wrong. You know, like up there in Rockford, they feel like nothing wrong. Nobody benefiting from up here, you on the board. I got family up there. Every black neighborhood belong to me. Because somebody in my family or my cousins or somebody live over there. That's how small our community is. It's time for us to benefit. And not an individual achievement. That's the problem with the state of Illinois. The state of Illinois, a lot of people get in place and they think it's an individual achievement. Somebody paved the way for each one of you people up here. White, black, it don't matter. Italian, it don't matter. Somebody paved the way for you. So open up the process so everybody can get in. You got all kind of businesses, disadvantaged businesses, white, black, all of them. They weren't able to participate with the state because those old rascals. But now it's a new day. We got a new governor. You know, I know I'm talking too much. We got a new day. I want to work with the board. I want to work with y'all. And I believe that y'all want to do the right thing. I thank you. If I went too far, if I offended somebody, you're on the wrong side of something. You need to get from over there. You need to get on the right side of history. If I offended you, you're on the wrong side of history. Because I ain't said nothing wrong. And I ain't apologizing for being right. And I'm asking to work with y'all. And I thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next is Mr. Omar Sharif, and he is from Chicago, and he is with African American Contractors Association. Mr. Sharif.
Thank you, Chairman, and next time we know to be on time. And I'm going to tell all the contractors that are concerned, as the executive director stated to me as well, if you're chief of staff, we're going to make sure that they get here on time to voice their concern. But my meeting today was because of we met at the Chicago Urban League yesterday night with a group of contractors that have been locked out, shut out, and blocked out of opportunities dealing with the tollway. And so I took it on myself today to come here to bring one of our landscaping companies here, LEM, that have been reaching out to about six or seven of your general contractors that does business with the tollway and have landed nowhere. And one of the reasons why I know they landed nowhere, because I also wrote letters, which I have as documents that I'll be submitting to you at a later date in the form of a letter to yourself and to the governor, that these companies need to be really looked at when you're talking about involving people of color. I deal with horizontal, vertical construction all over the city of Chicago, and I deal with the same thing that Paul deals with, nepotism, cronyism, young men, women dying in the street. And one reason why I'd be so concerned about our young men, Reverend Corey, because of growth, is that I have two young daughters. And sometimes make you afraid that they may end up marrying one of those guys. And so you got to make sure that they are working. And that's any of us, that's a concerned father or parent. You want to make sure they got the right husband. You want to make sure they got the right wife. You want to make sure you got the right mix in your family. And so that's why we advocate so hard. But I do know that we are at the bottom of the barrel when you talk about opportunities here at this tollway. We got $2.7 million, $16 million of it, you know, have went to not to us. You know, we have Bob Israel been coming to your meeting. You say be involved. We still have seemed like we farther backwards than we was for when Governor Pat Quinn was here. We have been strong advocates with the governor, the new governor, because we know that opportunity and the change can come. But we got to open up the opportunities for our contractors in banking. You guys put your monies in the banks, and these contractors that do get a contract or soon will get a contract at some point, they struggle to make sure that they make their payroll. And so in order to do that, you got to put together a program that will be so inclusive, so when these guys get a contract, they got somewhere to get the money. You understand, Brother Dotson? They got to have some opportunity to get the money. And I appreciate you reaching out to making sure that the people of Rockford now starting to get the taste of the goodness, at least knowing what's going on. Brother Brooks, you got to do the same thing because we look like you. You got to bring the construction community of Tollway to our community. I don't know if it should be here, the Urban League, or your place, or somewhere, or Chicago State. We have to do that because we're not filling those contractors. I invited all those contractors before to the Chicago Rainbow Porch last year. None came. And nobody, and when we complained to your diversity guy, nothing happened with it. And so I'm just trying to reach out to you guys to ask for some type of assistance. Because we're going to keep coming here until we get some resolution in this process, because we got to have some fairness, Mr. Chairman. And I know you got it in you to do it. I know this board have it in them to do it. I know it can't happen overnight, but at least it got to be on the top of your agenda and not at the bottom. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharif. All righty, that concludes our public comment. We will now proceed to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the board? Anything you want to talk about that we previously discussed? Hearing nothing, we'll go to new business. Is there any new business that anyone would like to discuss at this point? Hearing nothing, I think that I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing nothing, may we have...
I don't think we need a roll call on that.
All those in favor of adjourning, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned, and I thank you.